Nobody will know that you're alive unless you come out of the tomb. Some of us are afraid to. On the brink of starting ministries, still in the tomb. On the brink of being an amazing, loving individual for your family, still in the tomb. You're still afraid of what that'll cost you, and still afraid of the consequences that'll come when you openly identify yourself as a believer. Some of you may have not revealed the things that God has done in your life, but I'm here to tell you that eventually it's going to show on you, because if you don't use what God has given you, when you suffer through the same thing other people do, you'll be just like they are, and you'll dwell in a place of darkness. Light and darkness will have no fellowship in the eyes of God, and there's only two masters that we're going to serve in this world. And I'm here to tell you that if you just live in the suffering, then you're giving in and bowing down to the persecutor. But I'm here to tell you that though the devil may rage, that greater is he. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I could just dance all night long. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is greater than the persecution. Greater is he that's in you. Man, I feel the Lord. Somebody needs to give God his due praises. Somebody needs to give him honor, for it's worthy to be praised. The grave clothes of Jesus Christ represents our last fears before we finally take the plunge. Some of you need to be saved in this place. You need to have Jesus Christ in your life. And I'm not just talking about knowing and saying you believe. You have felt conviction. It's not any great overwhelming feeling that's going to cause you just to go nuts. But it's something that speaks to you that says, hey, it's time for change. And God speaks to everybody differently. The words I heard, it was almost as an audible voice unto me. When I finally knew, I heard four words from God before I was delivered. I don't know if I've ever shared this. Four words I heard from God. The first two, as people began to pray for me, I heard, it's time. I heard the words, it's time. And as I was in my tomb with my grave clothes on, still with my addictions, I was afraid of trying to live a new life. I was afraid of what would have to come. God, can I live a life without this stuff? God, can I really be happy believing in you? Is there hope for my life? And as I heard the prayers going on around me, the next two words I heard was, you can. Shortly after that, I remember being taken up in the spirit, and the next thing I remember, I was speaking in tongues. I never did in my whole life. I was raised 25 years Baptist. I didn't know a thing about it, but when I was taken up in the spirit, the rivers had finally burst forth out of my lips. I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to wonder what it was going to sound like. I didn't even know it was coming, but all of a sudden, I knew that God had been with me all along, and I felt his presence springing forth like rivers of living water. And for the first time in my life, I knew that I could. I knew that I could live. I knew that I could be happy. Somebody, it's time. It's time, because you can change your life. You can make a difference. You can be full of the Spirit, that you'll know that he's with you. I woke up out of that spirit, and when I got up, I don't know how to explain this, because it's hard to explain physical feelings, but I had absolutely no physical dependency on the substances that I had just done the night before. And if you do anything for a long time, if you drink caffeine for a long time, you try to get off of it, you get headaches like crazy. And if you smoke for a long time, when you try to get off of it, you won't be able to breathe. You won't be able to sleep. Everything that you taste will be bad. But I came out of that with no desire. And it took me probably 3 to 4 years after seeing so many people struggle to realize I had received a miracle. So I understand that mystery today, because I know that what I went through was for me. And I know that he gave me the confidence and access to believe if I would receive the words that he would speak to me. And that's how you'll be saved. And that's how you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's how you'll be healed in your body. That's how you'll see your children begin to change. That's how you're going to begin to preach with boldness. I don't care if you're male or female in this place. If you're called, it's time to let the rivers come forth as a flood out of your mouth. It's time to get out of hiding and let people truly know what God has done for you. He didn't bring you all this way to sit here tonight and have no purpose, but he's given you the love and the purpose to do what he's called you to do. I'm talking to you tonight. Let's read one more verse. Is this good tonight? I hope so. Let's start at verse 18. Lord, help me tonight. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. There's a reason that those words are in the scripture. Will you give me time to bring them out to you? When we're talking about the breadth, we're talking about how far that God will go to reach you. The Bible says that His love is as far as the east is from the west. When you're talking about the length, we're talking about from the moment that you were formed in your mother's womb, that He has been with you and will be with you. And when you reach heaven, will continue to be with you through always if you believe. When we're talking about the depth, we're talking about how deep that God loves you. We're talking about the things that are uncomprehendable that God stayed with you in that mess. There's a lot of places I've not even told the people closest to me that I was at, that I still know God was there. And even at the lowest point of my life, you know what I realized? God was there. But even when I didn't understand God, I understood God's love through the love that was shown to me. And that's the kind of person you know will be with you through everything. I didn't know God in the fullness of Him yet, but you know I learned who God was through others. And that is how that you will be a witness to somebody. How am I supposed to witness to somebody that won't hear anything I say about God? You show them God in you by the love you have. The Bible talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. There's people I hang out with and I do anything for it. I don't have to know their problems. I don't have to know anything that they face. But I love them in spite of everything that I go through. And I hope that when people see me, that they see God in me. I hope that when you're around me, that you see God. I hope that in all the times we've hung out together, that you saw God in me. Because I want you to have a great walk with God. The same thing for every person that I go to church with all the time, whether you're a visitor or a member. I'm here and I'm going through stuff too. But I know that if you'll believe, you will endure these things, and you'll be stronger because of it. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible to Him. That's what the Word says, but it's but a small thing. I hope you're learning something right now. God does not waste time. Let's keep reading. And height. To understand height, you have to understand how low you were when God found you. And as you go deeper in Him, the word I'm looking for is you begin to ascend. When you read about where the enemy's supposed to be, where does the Bible say he's supposed to be? Underneath your feet. So you go from a place where you're at rock bottom, where your mind is in the same place as your feet. You're unstable. You're never happy. You don't want to do anything. Everybody irritates you. But then as you are lifted up from your problems, the things that you once laid in are then underneath your feet. What does that mean? That means you have the ability to move on, to begin to step away from the mess you once were in. Joseph, at his lowest point, was thrown out in a pit for dead. And slowly, through all the persecutions he faced, being sold into slavery, being falsely accused, being put in prison and forgotten about, through all the different levels of suffering, the mystery of God unfolded, and His favor was glorified as He was made to reign above the things that used to persecute him. That thing that he used to serve, he then became the ruler over it. The Bible says that if you'll believe, that he will make you a ruler over a few things. And if you can handle that, then he'll make you a ruler over many things. You've got to go through a few things and not run away from it. Brother Tim, let's not run away from how we feel anymore. Let's man up and step up and do what God wants us to do. And let's be who we're called to be. And let's be strong in the Lord. And faint not when we feel His Spirit. Let it pick us up and give us strength to, as the Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier. I'm getting to the end, I promise you. Verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. There's a difference in knowledge and wisdom. When we're talking about knowledge, it's the things that you can comprehend and build in your thought pattern. The love of Christ goes beyond all our thoughts. It says that His thoughts are above our thoughts, that His ways are above our ways. So even when we don't understand why we went through something, when you pray, His thoughts can then become yours. Do you understand? The purpose of it can become your understanding. That is the wisdom of God. When you want to understand God, you must seek God. You must pray. I'm not going to ask how many people prayed this week, because we'd be ashamed to admit how many times we did. I'm just as guilty. I get busy too. I get hurt. I feel bad. Sometimes I felt so bad I literally knew I should have prayed but couldn't roll out of the bed and get on my knees to do it. And just fall asleep feeling bad in my heart, get up the next day, have a rough morning, be in front of people and not be who I should be. then go through all the things that I go through that day and be utterly miserable when I get home, and not be good unto my wife and be kind and loving, but be bitter and just talk about everything I'm going through. Self-centeredness is representation of the closest thing you'll find to wickedness, because when you get self-centered, you begin to seek things just for you and not for on behalf of others. And when you get into a state of wickedness, that is the gateway unto destruction. So when you just care about you and what you need and only use people for what you need, the only place you're going to go is destruction. And I'm going to be bold enough to say it, without Christ, hell is where we will go. You have to know that. Not just because, but you need to understand. Verse 20, we're getting there. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. At the end of the day, church, we know where our help comes from. We know in whom we believe. We know where the storehouse is. We know our master. The Bible says that his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. That is the mystery tonight. If you can understand that what you're going through is for you, then you can receive the benefits of the Spirit, that you may be delivered out of the things that are instinctive to your human nature. Then you'll defy the odds. You'll be happy when everybody expects you to be bitter, and you'll be an example when everybody thinks you'll quit. I'm opening this altar tonight to those of you that have heard this word and are in need of prayer. I'm here to tell you that there is hope for your life. God wants you to be rooted and grounded and never without preparation to endure the things that are ahead of you. If you are indeed, this altar is open. I know we've had a great altar service, but I'm not doing it for the ones that already came. I'm doing this for the ones that need to come. And yes, you do. Not because I've stood here and said that you need to. But you've got to know and understand for yourself what this means. You can still live a fulfilling life with Jesus Christ. Sure, some people will make fun of you because you changed. The people I used to run with, I can't talk to anymore. And in fact, they probably make fun of me for the person I am today. Because when I needed them, they weren't there for me. When I needed a friend, I didn't have one. But when I needed Jesus, he was there. As they sing, church, pray. And if God is speaking to you, just come to the altar, and it's time to change your life.